Hello students, so today we'll move to technology which is used in e-commerce logistics. So like I said, like, you know, today's technology driven world, all the AI, generative AI, all the robots, drone, so everything is implementing in this logistic world. Okay, so yes, we will understand the technology part in e-commerce logistics, you know. So first we'll understand what is our warehouse management system, what are the, of course, the software. In our last sessions we have understood the software and for order tracking systems and everything, transportation managed systems, the enterprise resource planning, that is called ERP in logistic, integrated of WMS, this TMS and ERP. Then automation in e-commerce logistics, then robotic in e-commerce, then of course artificial intelligence, drones, and yes, so these are the technologies that some of already, like the warehouse management system and transportation management system, ERP, already implemented. The drones and other automation robots are a little bit challenged at present. Okay, so we will cover those point also. Okay, so technology has become the strategic backbone of any e-commerce logistic, you know. It's redefined how the products are stored, moved, and delivered, okay. With the exponential growth in online retail, heightened customer expectations for speed transportation, we need logistics, we need technology, okay. So without technology, I think this industry can't work, okay. Like you can see day to day your routines, you know, when you placing order on online platform to getting actual delivery at your door. So there are n number of n number of operations we have seen for that, n number of operations we have seen many technologies, like, you know, in the big warehouse fulfillment centers we used automation, robotic plants, in the wild data analytics we use ARP tools, and for order tracking system we have multiple softwares, okay. So when if you are aware about, I'll just take back to you, in our previous lectures we have understand the traditional logistics and e-commerce logistics. So traditional logistics have a limited bandwidth, have a limited limited routes, limited way of working. So that vertical was never grown with the new technologies. But when it comes to e-commerce, when it comes to quick commerce and all the food delivery apps, they can't run their show without technologies. So yes, technology is the vital, it's a kind of heart, you know, it's a real main backbone of this industry, okay. So yeah, we will first understand what is warehouse management system, okay. So the word itself says that warehouse management system, okay. So this systems organize inventory, streamline working hours and task, and ensures accurate order and picking and packing, okay. So mainly warehouse management systems work as a kind of data analytics tool, okay. Whereas you will get to know that how many inventories are there, how many as a storekeeper, as a store manager, as a category lead, I get to know that how much inventory is on board, what are the percentage consumptions of the particular SKUs in within that inventory. So this all kind of data that we will get it in the warehouse management system, okay. Same thing we are implementing on the transportation management system also, that is called TMS. So TMS, they plan absolute effective routes. Like if you are aware about the network design, when we have planned, right, the how to design the network, you know. So in that vertical, we have TMS play a vital role in that, you know, that plan efficiently, effectively delivery routes, optimize shipping and cost efficiency model, Okay, which I mean, let's say if it is within the city, then what kind of vehicle we have to use. If it is city to city, then of course it has to be heavy industrial vehicles, you know. So this type of vehicles, type of how much the fuel consumption, how much the deliveries happen per day. So that is completely, the vehicle management is completely tracked by transportation management system. Okay, so one thing we have understood is here is for my inventory, it's a basic simple thing. For inventory, I'm looking out for WMS, that is warehouse management system, and for transportation, I'm looking out for TMS, that is transportation management systems. Okay, the third one is ERP. Okay, now enterprise resource planning. Okay, what are ERP? Okay, ERP is nothing but I hope some of the initial might aware about Tally. Okay, so Tally is kind of a basic ERP. Okay, same thing, we have developed SAP, Oracle, Coupa. These are the ERP logistic business where we can relate to sales and finance transactions, like releasing purchase order, and creating GRN, creating invoices, closing invoices, all the account cycles. That has to be handled by ERP, okay? And the fourth is automation and robotics. Robots, of course, speed up the warehouse task like sorting, picking, handling, large volume. Humans can't manage alone, okay? So automations and robotic, this is the, as I can say earlier, you know, there are some areas which is well introduced, but there are some areas in technology which we are still struggling, that is the automation and robotics. Yes, automation at certain points, like, you know, the automation plants and automation conveyor, that we have very well set it up. But yes, robotic picking, packing, that is still taking a time, okay? But as you can see, the racking, for that, I would request you to, you know, you just refer some YouTube videos on automation and robotic in logistics. That will give you a more detailed knowledge on that, you know, how the crate system work, how the sorting system work, you know. I mean, it is purely software based, you know. You don't need to operate your forklift on the fourth layer. On the fourth layer, easily that crates will come down and it will directly come to your sorting table. You know, so that's how the automation nowadays things are working on. Okay, of course, the artificial intelligence, you know, like whether it is AI chatbots and whatever the agentic AI, that is optimize operations and make a smart decisions to choose the best delivery routes. Okay, like as I said, drones, at present the logistic companies are running drones a very pilot project. You know, we are not scalable as of now at present. Okay, but yeah, I mean, that my personal prediction is there. I mean, less than 5 years, we can expect that, you know, at least 10 to 15% deliveries we can do by drones. You know, definitely. So yeah, the key technologies revolutionizing e-commerce logistic is, you know, the 2025. Gartner report highlight that companies using automations and AI in logistics can cut cost up to 30%. Together, the technologies create connect efficiency and the results giving the in a best format. Okay, and of course, the warehouse management system is specialized in software solutions. You know, it manage the flow of goods, like we've said. Okay, the entire inventory part has been taken care by WMS. Okay, so we'll see what are the key functions of WMS. Okay, of course, first is inventory management, then the second is receiving and put away, the third is order picking and packing, the fourth is cycle counting and auditing, fifth is shipping and dispatch, sixth is return handling. Okay, so of course, this benefit of WMS is all time is good, that is real-time visibility, the faster order fulfillment, the better space utilizations, and of course the lower labor cost, and at the end it improved the customer satisfaction. Okay, so when I say a key function of WMS is inventory management, you know, so what you understood, I mean, that has to be track the stock level. There are stock level ratios from A to C, how the ratios is maintained within the crates, how the ratios maintained within the racking, within the floor. Okay, then the receiving and put away things come. Then automates the process of receiving what are the incoming receiving goods and what are the put away, what are the outcome. As you can click back, on our first two, three chapters, we have covered inbound and outbound. Okay, so this is the case. So receiving, put away, and order picking and packing, like as I said, picking and packing, you have to do it from racking and all the stuff packing. So that also gives a WMS because it is completely kind of blockchain. It's the best example of blockchain. That's why I'm encouraging you in on my every session that read blockchain, read the blockchain concept, understand the key objective of blockchain, understand the method of blockchain, how things work. That will give you more a clarity in terms of the technology which is used in logistics. Okay, and yes, that helps in auditing as well. So audit is the best. Like as I said, some of clients expect that a vendor expect that we need audit on a weekly basis. That also helps in this thing. So yes, Amazon recently has reduced uses AI and robotic to manage millions of product across its global network. So robots move shelves to human pickers and reducing walking time and increasing speed. The system also used predictive analysis to position high demand items closer to picking. So Amazon AI and robotics, you might be seen in the Europe cluster and US cluster where availability of human workforce is very difficult. I mean, when it comes to India, we normally don't prefer fully automation in the warehouse itself. Okay, so that's how the hybrid approach when it comes to India that we are following. Okay, so of course this is the about all about WMS. So WMS is nothing about warehouse management system, which is belongs to the inventory. That's a software which gives you the end-to-end solutions from picking the rack to the entire solutions. Okay, now we'll get to know about transportation management system. Okay, so like I said, transportation management system is completely belongs to your fleet management, the vehicle which you are operate. The transportation management system software is played in a such a way that when you do a network design, okay, so at the base of network design, for which route, which type of vehicle we need, that play a vital role in transportation management system. Route optimizations, the carrier selections, the shipment tracking, the freight auditing and payment, the compliance and documents. These all are the key functions of TMS. Okay, I mean shipment tracking, as we can see, the tracker software is there. So TMS is also related to that shipment tracking. So these are the things that we have for TMS. Of course, TMS has multiple advantage, like of course the load, it reduce the transportation cost, it improve the visibility. Main thing is visibility, and the real-time tracking. That's the key area you can say the TMS advantage gives. Okay, of course the scalability improves, that handles higher shipments, and like I said, whether it is WMS, whether it is TMS, this is all the data-driven and analytics support. So that helps a store manager, that helps a fleet manager very well to organize their work or day-to-day work or monthly target works. Okay, so yeah, deliveries, AI-driven TMS manage millions of daily shipments by dynamic. I mean, almost they are handling million shipments. The real-time data they are giving. Delivery used as an AI-powered TMS to handle over 2 million shipments per day. So when it comes to volumetric shipments, you need data. You need proper transformation AI. Okay. Of course, like I said, ERP play a vital role to provide the backend services for finance and procurement, all the releasing purchase orders, getting clear invoices, GRN part, that has been covered by ERP systems. Okay, so that's how the ERP system works. Okay, Of course, ERPs also have its own advantage that it is very business operation friendly, and it gives the decision making. I mean, a PO making guy, a purchase manager give a guy a complete data analytics of all the inventories, what kind of inventories we have to order, what kind of inventories which we don't have to order, what kind of in what frequency that what we have to order. Of course, that gives a cost efficiency with best demand forecasting, and of course the scalability is also improving. Okay, so Flipkart has involved in one ERP integrations. Okay, so in its sales, that platform, fulfillment centers and logistic network. So this real-time coordination supports demand surge during large sale events, ensuring especially what happened, you know, in e-commerce, there is a huge load comes at the time of festival. Okay, so that can be catered through if your WMS or TMS is well advanced, then that easily can cover the unexpected volumetric load, you know. And do you think, guys, if I apply three different tools or three different softwares, and if their softwares are not integrated with each other, do you think that does it give a more impact? No, right? So it has to be integrated, you know, whether I'm using software A for WMS, for TMS I'm using software B, and for ERP I'm using software C. Okay, but that A, B, C has to integrate it. Okay, that gives me a proper data consolidations, a proper data manage to help in terms of the executions. Okay, so in that part, integrations is very, very necessary. Okay, order initiated in ERP trigger warehouse executed via WMS and transportation planning through TMS. So even the many logistic companies, they found their setup integration in their organization in such a way that the moment you put order initiating in ERP, that immediately it goes into the WMS tracker, and via WMS transportation, via WMS tracker, the TMS plan, or TMS automatically do make a plan of route executions and delivery planning. Okay, so for example, when a customer places an order, so ERP updates the order details and trigger logistic activities. Then WMS locate and pick the products from the warehouse. Then TMS plan the delivery routes and track the shipments. So that's how we do. Okay, of course, that's the benefits of integrated WMS, TMS, and EMS. It's end-to-end visibility we'll get. The faster order fulfillment and the scalability, and of course the better decision making accuracy. See, what happens is, you know, when you integrate your all software in one direction, in one objective, that gives you a more, I mean, just imagine, you know, if integration is not happen, then WMS is operated by operation team. Okay, let's say warehouse manager or store manager, he's on a different island. ERP tool is handled by the office people, the finance people, the procurement guys, the sales team. They are on a different mode. Then this transport software is handled by a different team. They are on a different era. So company won't work like this, right? So every organizations, every vertical has to be come under one goal, and that's integration play a vital role. Okay, so yes, automation is also a necessary a part in logistics. Okay, the faster operations, the cut order processing time by 30-50%, improve accuracy, reduce picking error by up to 90%, cost reduction, saves the labor cost up to 30%. Okay, scalability handles seasonal demand, like as I said, in festival the scalability demands get more, so it has to be handled by automation very well. Okay, better customer experience, that what we are using. Okay, so Amazon automated fulfillment center is used over almost 750,000 robots across its fulfillment center worldwide. Okay, these robots transport shelves directly to human pickers, reducing walking time and increasing efficiency. This result automated for Amazon fulfill the billions of order annually while maintaining the high accuracy and low cost. So for that, this note, I would recommend you go on YouTube, search best videos on Amazon Automation Fulfillment Centers. You will get to know what we are talking and how the Amazon teams are really working on it. Okay. As I said, there are some areas which really needs to improve. That is, one is robotics. So of course, robotic AMR, robotic arms, robotic inventory, that we have worked. But drones, we have done very pilot project. Okay, but still it has to be grow. Like as I said, like my personal prediction is like in the next 5 to 6 years, the robotic delivery will take at least 10 to 20% stake of the overall delivery of any e-commerce companies. Okay, so we'll understand first types of robot at present in logistics. Okay, so one is AMR, that is called automated mobile robots, and the second is cobots, that is called collaborative robots. Okay. So, automated mobile robots, you know, these robots move goods around warehouse autonomously, avoiding obstacles and optimize travel route they increased. So, if you want to see that AMR operates on floor, okay, like the pallet operations, you know, you don't need forklifts or pallets, hand pallet truck. It can be operated because it's a system driven, so it can operate easily, naturally, you know, and with the very speed. Okay. Then second is the collaborative robots, whereas cobot work alongside human to enhance productivity in picking, packing, and quality control. They are flexible and easy to program for different tasks. Okay. Of course, they have multiple use for sorting robots, robotic arms, and inventory drone. The small drones are equipped with cameras, sensors, scan shelf, and you know, reducing the time spent of the overall inventory added. So every organization is working on more and more in terms of digital AI transformation on the robotic in logistics. Okay, so that's how we are working very closely, that you know, see the overall one objective is, you know, you have to increase speed, right? So that's the main objective that gives robotic in logistics, that is, you know, increased speed of almost 20 to 30%. Then of course the accuracy, when it comes to cost savings, when it comes to safety, reduce workplace injuries. I mean, nowadays workplace injuries are a major criteria for any logistic companies, so that reduce, because dependency on human get very reduced. So that's how things work. So benefits of robotics, it's not just a cost optimization, it's also gives you a better better scale and better speed. You know, that's how the benefits of robotic in logistics happen. Okay, so I'll give you one example is the gray orange robotics and Flipkart. Okay, so Flipkart has partnered with Gray Orange recently. I mean, this is the Indian robotic company, so to deploy thousands of warehouse robots across its fulfillment centers. So these robots picks and transport produce, you know, reducing order processing time by 60%. The result is faster. I mean, I would recommend you, you have go through on YouTube and just watch the Gray Orange robotics and what are the future plans. You'll see the amazing plans what they have, you know, I mean, actual executions on floor, you know, because the moment you'll see that real video, then you'll get to know how the Gray Orange robotics works and what is the future they are predicting. Okay. So same thing with the AI also. It has to be like, you know, vast amount of data, predictions, analysis, data storage, you know, this kind of things that can be driven by AI. It helps you to give you more analytical, your approach makes more strategical. Okay, that when it comes to AI driven data, you know, that will help you to demand forecasting, that will help you into the route optimization, the traffic pattern, how's the demand pattern is there, how what are the particular categories getting demand at a particular period, you know. So this kind of demand forecasting, that can be helped with the AI. Okay, route optimization also is the secondary thing. Maintenance also predictive maintenance they are providing, and warehouse optimizations. So warehouse optimization is the major key support that AI is giving, you know, nowadays, because warehouse optimization is the major challenge for any logistic company. Like, you know, as I can see, as I already told in my previous lecture, we have a limited floor. Okay, so for the, to avoid that floor, we are using the vertical storage, that is called racking. Okay, but how we can use more and more optimistic. Okay, so that gives AI better clarity of you know, how much storage capacity you have in actual, and how much additional store goods you can store. So that's, and of course the customer experience enhancement, like we have discussed in our previous lectures also, the AI chatbots and everything is regarding the cost efficiency. Okay, so yeah, so drones and autonomous vehicles represent the future of last mile logistics, and of course drones, we are really working to take the opportunity, but the drone technologies also have a challenge. First, we'll understand how drones will help in the applications of drone. That is, of course, last mile delivery, the inventory monitoring, and the emergency deliveries. So, in drones, we are working, I mean, let's say logistic companies, many logistic companies are working, they're thinking about tying up with the hospitals that they can do emergency delivery to hospital to hospital, you know. So that's kind of a new model way of thinking of drone optimizations as much as they can. And that's the, you know, will be very helpful for healthcare industries as well. Okay. Same case, we'll see the autonomous vehicle, whereas driverless vehicle, that is the next plan. But again, driverless vehicle, if you see in India, at present we are not focusing that much, because of course the conditions of roads, and that's the another point of discussion. But yeah, the next 5-7 years, that we'll really work on the autonomous vehicle, where we can operate some of the delivery portion with the driverless delivery vans and fleet optimizations, the things. Okay, so of course the advantages are there. Drone advantages: the fastest delivery within 30 minutes, and of course the reduced labor cost that will give the cost savings opportunity, the environmental benefit, and of course there is no time limit. So drones and autonomous vehicles will be like, you know, almost 24/7 operational and continuous delivery without any fatigues. Okay, so yeah, one of the Zipline is operate one of the largest drone delivery network in the world. Okay, Zipline is the drone service provider. Okay, so they are delivering medical supplies in Africa and US. Like as I said, you know, drone and autonomous vehicles, these are the technologies that can be explored in US and Europe cluster, you know. But at present India, we are just a little bit hesitating. But yes, we are at certain points or certain pockets of certain cities, we are doing the pilot project. Okay, so the drone travel up to 100 kilometer and deliver into 30 minutes, that's the objective that what we are looking at. So as I can see, you know, there are rather than implement the advanced technology, they have some challenges also. It need high initial investment, because of course, I mean, the number of drone, the number of autonomous vehicles, the number of the high bandwidth software, that demands very high initial investment. Okay, integrity complexity, because what happened is, you know, even though we have ordered for 4 different software, but again, that's a challenge of integration. They are not integrated with each other, so that's the another challenge. Then you have to train your workforce. Skilled workforce is very limited available in the market. So that's how the challenge that this is. Again, regulatory hurdles. I mean, just imagine in India, I don't think so any state government will allow a drone operation at present, at least autonomous vehicle, driverless vehicle. So that's the challenge. And of course, the data breaching is also there. Cybersecurity is the major. So these are the challenges that industry is really working hard. And like as I said, next 5 to 7 years, at least we'll see some of the pocket of our cities that, like let's say, I mean, in logistics, it's rather than delivering, providing drone delivery facilities to every individual customer, I can deliver, let's say, as a logistic company, I can prefer delivery drones to any hospital, particular facilities, like commercial complexes, like what we have, the Manyata Tech Park or Mindspace in Mumbai. We can provide that service. So these are the areas that we are really working, the logistic companies working very hard, and definitely they'll come up with the solutions on that. So yes, we have seen almost the modern logistics. What we need is the WMS, TMS, and ERP. What is WMS, TMS, ERP stands? That is all the streamlined warehouse activities, optimizes transportation costs, and the integrated logistics into the broader business benefit. Of course, the benefit is there, the enhanced visibility, cost optimization, and all the stuff that we are getting, the things, So that's how what we are really working on to develop WMS and this TMS. Okay, so that's how we are working, So I'll just take back, warehouse management systems is belongs to the inventory. What are the data of inventory that is belongs to the warehouse manager or warehouse management system, whereas transport management system is totally work on the fleet management. You have to give the they provide the data for the proper transportation management systems. Okay, and then entire things has been working on ERP. ERP is nothing but a model which is ERP software, which is like Oracle, SAP, Coupa. We can work for the back-end team, like finance team, procurement team, sales team, this kind of things. That ERP is very helpful. And then we have covered the integration part. So integration part is also necessary for that. Okay, so in that matter, we are focused on how to integrate all the existing the softwares what we have available. Along with that, we have seen the drones and the auto vehicles that will be the next challenge in our logistic industry, and that we are really work hard on that matter. Okay, so yeah, these are the technology points that what we have covered in today's session. But I will always request you, please, 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 do watch some videos on this. How what WMS works, what as I shown you the gray orange, especially you watch that gray orange video, how they are actually operating in a better way, so that will gives you more clarity. Okay, so this is the real things that you need to work. Okay, because next 5 to 10 years, these are the real scalable businesses that is going to be a kind of upcoming trend. Okay, and the next gen tools, you also work on the next gen tools that AI, IoT, robotics, and drones, and of course the competitive edge, that what delivering fastest and what benefits that what we are getting. Okay, so these are the things that always remember. See, always remember one thing: the change is constant. Okay, change will be there. Okay, and nowadays we are facing that, change is happening very fast and very rapidly. Okay, so technology is there, technology will upgrade, technology will do it very, very fast, and you have to upgrade yourself in a such a way that we can cater the upcoming requirement of the market. So yes, thanks for that. I think we have covered major of the topics today, which is related with the technology in logistics, and definitely we'll cover up the further topics more in detail. But again, I'm requesting you, go back your home and do your study well and do the research in a proper the real world. Okay, take be update you, be informative in what is happening in today's logistics, what is happening in AI, what is happening in drone technology. Then you'll get more enhanced on that. Okay, so thank you, thanks for today's session. Thank you.